Now, God says specifically what I'm doing is this. For lo, I raise up the Chaldeans, that bitter and hasty nation. Look around, ye said. Down there on the banks of the Euphrates River, there is rising a nation that will become the first great world power. And you can check with Daniel on that, that it became a great world power. It's the head of gold. It is the four beasts. It's the lion. It's number one on God's hit parade of the great nations of the world. And they had a great civilization there. Now God says, I'm raising up that nation. Now will you listen? For lo, I raise up the Chaldeans, that bitter and hasty nation, which shall march through the breadth of the land to possess dwelling places that are not theirs. They're going to take your land from you. Now, this is something that I want to tell you was a shock to Habakkuk that this might take place. And the thing about what we have here is a pretty good description of the Babylonian Empire. They're depicted here. They're a bitter, a hasty nation, hot-headed, marching to world conquest. And they took this city of Jerusalem, as we said last time. He took it three times, and the third time he burned it to the ground. Now, in verse 7, they are terrible and dreadful. Their judgment and their dignity shall proceed from themselves. In other words, they rely upon themselves. They have great self-confidence, and they were great boasters. They depended upon their own power. And this is something that Nebuchadnezzar, founder of this great empire, you will recall that that was his problem. In fact, the matter is, it was a form of insanity here. He suffered from egomania. I think the psychiatrists today would call it hysteria, that sort of a manic depressive psychosis that this man had. Why, there came a time he didn't even know who he was. Went out and ate grass. And by the way, Habakkuk suggests that here. But he describes, as we saw last time, their horses also are swifter than leopards. The Babylonians majored in the cavalry. And they're more fierce than the evening wolves. And I tell you, hungry wolves. Remember in the early days in West Texas, when the snow had fallen, you had to be careful when you got out, because my dad said you'd always have to shoot one of the wolves. And when he did, and blood began to flow, they'd all turn on that wolf and eat him. And the men, or whoever the human beings were that were traveling, then they'd have an opportunity to get away. Now, he describes them here. And he says they'll spread themselves, and their horsemen shall come from far. They shall fly like the eagle that hasteth to eat. They're just like hungry animals and ferocious birds. They seize upon their prey. And that was the story of the Chaldeans, the Babylonians.